Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready!
Cameras?
Clear!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Hello, this is Info Express of Action Frames with Helen.
And I'm Kitty. Wait, why are you broadcasting in a
BBC News tone?
It's weird.
Well, I'm just fed up with all those English classes having us listening to BBC News and maybe a little bit assimilated by it. I think I really need some refreshment this week.
That's hard luck. But here's good news for you. Many movies are going to be on screen in China recently. You can check them out with me this weekend.
Haha, I would rather call my roommate to go with me. You're always standing me up. Just tell me something about these movies.
I'm not really like it. But alright, here's a list which you might be interested in. Ready Player One, Steven Spielberg's latest work, is probably the most appealing for the greatest number of people. The story is set in the near future, the year 2045, when the world is already at the age of crumbling. As a result of energy shortage, people indulge themselves in fantasies in virtual reality. Our hero Wade is also one of those seeking relief in the game Oasis. The founder of the game called on billions of players to discover his bonus, and a winner will be rewarded with all his property. However, as Wade takes part in this unprecedented treasure hunt, a large conspiracy surfaces. And it turns out...
Hey, stop! You're going to be a spoiler again. By the way, don't you feel like this plot is a little bit familiar?
Yeah, very much similar to The Matrix, but just the settings, right?
And I don't think Spielberg will simply produce a copy of another story. By the way, there is also a Japanese movie which I'm really looking forward to it.
What's that then?
The Third Murder. Masahiko Fukuyama starred in it. Its plot is quite a typical Japanese style. The success-focused lawyer which Fukuyama plays defense for a third time already. As he investigates deeper into the case, more doubtful points are found, and the statement of suspects arise every time the lawyer questions him. The lawyer becomes skeptical about the truth that was alleged by his client, and in the end, it turned out that...
Hold on! No spoilers today!
Thank you for applying what I just said to me in haste, Kitty. Apart from coming soon messages, there's also something considering the box office data. Pacific Rim 2 topped the list last week, earning 488 million RMB in mainland China cinemas by the 6th day of its screening. And Tomb Raider is closely followed with a total of 469 billion RMB. But it's expected that this older one will be sticking by those new ones in the coming week.
And that's all for today's Info Express. See you next week.
Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Remember me. Though I have to say goodbye, remember me.
Wait. Our storyboard is just started. You've totally brainwashed by the theme song of the movie we're gonna introduce today, right?
What? The storyboard. Welcome to this week's storyboard. I'm Tiger.
And this is Crazy Tiger's partner, Rebecca.
Not like that. I'm just really into this film.
So, tell our audience more about this film. What is the story all about?
Well, let's take on the time machine and go to the city of Mexico, Santa Cecilia. Imelda Rivera was the wife of a musician who left her and their 3-year-old daughter Coco to pursue a career in music. She banned music in the family and opened a show-making family business.
However, her great-great-grandson, 12-year-old Miguel, who secretly dreams of becoming a famous musician like Emma Stole de la Cruz one day, Miguel inadvertently damages the photo of Coco with her parents at the center of the family ofrenda and removes it, discovering that her father, whose face is torn out, was holding Anna Stole's famous guitar.
concluding that Ernest is his great-great-grandfather. Miguel ignores his grandmother Elena's objections and leaves to enter a talent show for the Day of the Dead. He enters Ernest's mausoleum and steals his guitar to use in the show, but becomes invisible to everyone in the village plaza.
Finally, he discovered that he is cursed for stealing from the dead. Miguel must return to the land of living before sunrise or he will become one of the dead. To do so, he must receive a blessing from a member of his family to undo the curse.
Miguel encounters Hector, a down-on-his-luck skeleton who once played with Ernesto, and offers to help Miguel reach him. In return, Hector asks Miguel to take his photo back to the land of the living so he can visit his daughter before she forgets him and he disappears completely.
Ernesto welcomes Miguel as his descendant, but Hector confronts them, imploring Miguel to take his photo. Miguel soon realized that Ernesto murdered Hector using a poisoned drink and stole the songs he had written, passing them off as his own to become famous. To maintain his legacy, Ernesto steals the photo and has Miguel and Hector thrown into a pit.
Miguel realized Hector is his actual great-great-grandfather and that Coco is Hector's daughter, the only living person who still remembers him. With the help of Dent, the dead rivers find and rescue them.
Miguel reveals that Hector's decision to return home to her and Coco resulted in his death, and Imelda and Hector reconcile. They infiltrate Ernesto's sunrise concert to retrieve Hector's photo from Ernesto and expose his crimes. Ernesto is crushed by a falling church bell, as in his previous life, but the photo falls into the water and disappears.
As the sun rises, Hector is in danger of being forgotten by Coco and disappear. Imelda blesses Miguel with no conditions attached so he can return to the land of the living, where he plays a song for Coco that Hector wrote for her during her childhood.
The song sparks her memory of Hector and revitalizes her, and she gives Miguel the torn-out piece of the photo from the ofrenda. Elena reconciles with Miguel, accepting both him and music back into the family.
Finally, as a result, Ernesto's legacy is destroyed and the community honors Hector's instead.
In the land of the dead, Hector and Imelda join Coco for a visit to the living rivers as Miguel sings and plays for his dead and living relatives.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye, remember me.
Oh my god, it started again. Okay, this is this week's storyboard. See you next week.
Remember me.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
My name is Miguel, and this is a story about my family, my music, and me. See, a long time ago, there was this family. My great-grandfather was a musician. He and his family would sing and dance and count their blessings. But he also had a dream to play for the world. But one day he left with his guitar and never returned. And my great-great-grandmother, Mama Imelda, she didn't have time to cry over the walkaway musician. After banishing all music from her life, she found a way to provide for her daughter. She rolled up her leaves and she learned to make shoes. As the family grew, so did the business. Even though I'm not supposed to love music, I still have this dream of being my idol, Ernesto de la Cruz, the great musician of all time.
Clip 1.
Miguel!
Elplita!
What are you doing here? You leave my grandson alone!
Donna, please! I was just getting a shot!
I know your tricks, Mariachi! What did it say to you?
He was just showing me his guitar!
Shame on you!
My grandson is a sweet little Angelito, Chiarito! He wants no part of your music, Mariachi. You keep away from him.
Ay, pobrecito. Oh, este más bien, mijo. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
You know better than to be here in this place. You will come home now.
Helmut, how I told you.
The piazza is crowding with mariachis.
Yes, Gilberto.
No.
Go away, you. Go.
It's just Dante.
Never name a street dog. They'll follow you forever. Now, go get my shoe.
Clip 2.
I found your son in Mariachi Plaza.
Miguel.
You know how Ambialita feels about the plaza?
I was just shining shoes.
A musician's shoes.
But the plaza is where all the foot traffic is.
If Abdelita said it's no more plaza, there is no more plaza.
But what about tonight?
What's tonight?
Well, they're having this talent show in a certain amount.
Sign up?
Well, maybe.
You have to have talent to be a talent show.
What are you gonna do? Shine shoes?
It's the end of Los Matos. No one is going anywhere. Tonight is about family. A friend of room. Womaners.
Clip 3.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Miguel? You're here! Here! And you can see us?
Oh, Miguel Rito! Remind me how I know you?
We are your family, Miguel.
Dear Rosita?
Si.
Papa Julio?
Hola?
Dear Victoria?
He doesn't seem entirely dead.
He's not quite alive either.
We need Mama Imelda. She knows how to fix this.
Oh, it's Mama Imelda.
She couldn't cross over.
She's stuck.
On the other side.
Dear Oscar, dear Felipe.
Oh, hi, Miguel.
Woo!
I have a feeling that this has something to do with you.
But if Mama Imelda can't come to us...
Then we're going to her. Vamonos.
Clip 4.
You okay, amigo?
I'm fading, Hector. I can feel it. I couldn't even play that thing if I wanted to. You play me something.
No, you know I don't play anymore, Cheech. The guitar is for the kids.
You want it. You got to earn it.
All for you, amigo. Any requests?
You know my favorite, Hector.
Well, everyone knows Juanita. Her eyes each a different color. Her teeth stick out and her chin goes in. And her knuckles, they drag on the floor.
Those aren't the words.
They're children's presents.
Her hair is like a briar. She stands in a bow-legged stance. And if I weren't so ugly, she'd possibly give me a chance.
Brings back memories. Gracias.
Thank you.
Wait, what happened?
He's been forgotten. When there's no one left in the living world who remembers you, you disappear from this world. We call it the final death.
Where did it go?
No one knows.
But I've met him. I can remember him when I go back.
No, it doesn't work like that, Chamaco. Our memories, they have to be passed on by those who knew us in life. In the stories they tell about us, there is no one left alive to pass down Chichi's story. Hey, it happens to everyone eventually. Come on, Del Crisito, you've got the contest to win.
Clip 5.
Where did you get this?
That's my mama Coco. That's my mama Amanda. Is that you?
We are...
Family?
I always hoped I'd see her again. That shit means to me. Maybe put up my photo. But it never happened. You know the worst part? Even if I never got to see Coco in the living world, I thought at least one day I'd see her here, give her the biggest hug. But she's the last person who remembers me. The moment she's gone from the living world...
You disappear? From this one, you'll never get to see her.
Ever again. You know, I wrote her a song once. We used to sing it every night at the same time, no matter how far apart we were. What I wouldn't give to sing it to her. One last time. Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me, don't let it make you cry. For when I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me. Though I have to travel far, remember me. Each time you hear a sad guitar, know that I'm with you, the only way that I can be. Until you're in my arms again, remember.
He stole a guitar, he stole songs. You should be the one the world remembers, not De La Cruz.
I didn't write Remember Me for the world. I wrote it for Coco. I'm a pretty sorry excuse for the great-great-grandfather.
Are you kidding? A minute ago I thought I was related for a murderer. You're a total upgrade. My whole life, there's been something that made me different, and I never knew where it came from. But now I know, it comes from you.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hola, dear audience. Bienvenido a la Acción Española. I'm your host. Surprise!
I'm your friend Irene.
Hi Irene, do you really think that we should continue our Spanish?
Why not? I know this is una boca loca, but Spanish will show your personal charm since you now have a loyal audience named the eaters in the whole kindergarten. Read after me. Te amo.
I won't follow you, but speaking of which, I was inspired by an idea. Why don't we teach our audience some simple Spanish words?
That would be great. Look, this is the power of worship and love affection.
What's wrong with you? I know the spring was coming and really need boyfriends immediately.
Yeah, you're right. After all, I don't have a lovely loyal audience.
I forbid you to speak a single word from now on until you stop making fun of me.
Alright, though it's fun, we still have to teach some stuff to the audiences. First, just some simple Spanish words like the one I said at the beginning. Ay, mi amor. It means, oh my love. And surprise, you can say this phrase to...
You are a dead man now.
Omae wa mada shinda. Hola.
是西语中你好的意思。如果有看过《摩登家庭》（Modern Family） 这部美剧，你会经常听见 John 的妻子 Gloria 说 Hola。记住这里的 H 是不发音的。
Una poco loco means a little crazy， 也就是有点疯狂的意思。用在那个谁的身上最合适。
Never mind, I'm afraid you have lost your mind。这是个字。
Okay, just stop our endless quarrels and gossip, and just cut to the chase.
Clip one.
Don't jack my chain, chamaco.
那么今天为大家带来的第一个词语是 Don't yank my chain. 别和我耍把戏，或者是别和我开玩笑。
This is exactly what I want to say to Irene right now.
Yank, pull, 差不多就是猛拉的意思。Chain 是链条。根据当代俚语词典的介绍，这个短语最初是描述从某个角度猛拉动物或者囚犯身上的链条，让他们不知道往哪里行走的行为。时至今日，他已经退出了最初包含的恶意，用来描述善意的玩弄别人的行为，即开玩笑。
Here is an example. Hi, Irene, you are going to be paralyzed from waist down for the rest of your life because of making fun of me.
You are yanking my chain, right, man?
No, not at all.
All right, 这个例子充分说明 yank one's chain 的用法。可见，它和 joke 或者 kid 一样，只不过对于英语非母语者来说比较陌生而已。
Not anymore.
Take it easy, I am Yamol.
Clip 2.
Oh, you're one to talk!
Another interesting and simple sentence is, you are one to talk.
在中文的意思是你还好意思说，当骗子骗了另一个骗子还站着说话不嫌腰疼的时候，这句话就派上用场了。
用比较网红的话来解读就是，就你有嘴，一天到晚叭叭叭的。
Yes, you want to talk, Irene. So funny, Irene. All the phrases we introduced to our audience are all exactly the things I wanted to say to you.
Not my bad.
Clip 3.
Well, shoot.
The next one, shoot. 除了射击之意，以下还有几种日常的用法。
Whenever you need help, just shoot me an email.
要帮忙的时候，发个邮件给我就行了。Be send 更加口语化。
I've collected some negative comments on you. 我这里有一些关于你的负面评论。Shoot, 说，类似于 go ahead, 说吧。
当然，它和 shit 也有一个用法，只不过相对文明一些而已。
Clip 4.
Nailed it.
And the next one, nailed it.
To nail something, 意思为完美地完成了某件事情。
Nailed it is a phrase used to express success after achieving something seemingly difficult with relative ease.Online, it is often found as a caption on image macros or in sarcastic commentary, criticizing the quality of success, especially in response to attempts at recreating recipes or craft projects.
That's quite academic. Online use of the phrase nail it in a sarcastic manner was appeared since as early as March 5, 1998 in their discussion.On the news grounds comparing the demeanors of players Ron Mercer and Anthony Walker, after poster held wrists suggest that their different personalities were tribute to the place in which they were raised, another poster named the VWL looked offense to it. Held wrists feels like the VWL had missed the post point, responding sarcastically with, you nailed it.
不过我也有读到过一个 creepy 的解读，文化来说的话，是上世纪英国在判刑的时候都是用鞭刑和悬挂比较多，有些罪行的判法是把人的耳垂钉到脚手架上，妇女在乱说话而犯罪的时候，他们的舌头也被钉住。不过我并不知道这和 nailed it 的关系究竟在哪里。
那听起来太恐怖了，还是不要追究。
All right, my dear audiences, here comes to the end of Action English. Have you learned something today? The Spanish phrases and English words.
We hope you have a great time with us. See you next time, and you, Irene, you'll be the dead man tonight.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Remember me when I have to say goodbye.
Wow, Regina, look at you. Couldn't wait to talk about today's movie, huh?
Of course, that is all because the music in it is so amazing that I couldn't help seeing it.
Okay, okay, but don't you say hello to our audience? Don't forget, you are in a live show.
Oh, sorry, my dearest audience. Welcome to today's close-up. I'm Regina.
And I'm Desmond. Actually, by hearing the songs before, I guess the audience can speak out what movie we are going to talk about today.
Yes, it is Cuckoo, the best animated feature film and the best original music in the 19th Oscar ceremony, which is also my favorite and the most moved movie, I think, last year. Actually, I really cried four times when I watched the film.
And what I love most is the song Remember Me, which always called me back to my lost time at Friends. Remember me.
Oh, Desmond, come on. Can we just leave a suspense to our flashback and gramophone? Let's talk about some interesting things in the movie.
Okay, you are the boss. Oh, here, I got one. If you are very familiar with the movie, you may find that when Miguel is walking down the streets at the beginning of the movie, you can spot piñatas of some picture characters. Buzz Lightyear, Woody, Mike Wazowski, Destiny the Whale Shark, Mr. Ray, among others.
Wow, the old film acts. That is what Disney always did, to raise people's interest with those famous cartoon characters. Besides, I think the background of the film is also amazing. The Land of the Dead is inspired by the Mexican city of Guanajuato, which is known for its colorful houses on the hillsides that look almost stacked like in the movie.
Yep, it's based on the Mexico culture. In addition, the orange flower seen throughout the film is the Aztec marigold, known also as the Mexican marigold. The flower is used in the tradition of Dia de Muertos in Mexico to guide the deceased to the living.
That is right. So we can say they gave a correct explain on the unique Mexican culture. Apart from the culture using, the animation technique that used in this movie producing also shocked me. The day I watched Coco was together with my roommate who majored in music producing. He told me that an example of Pixar level detail, when a guitar is played, the fingers of the player on screen matches the position of the fingers of the real life chords.
Yeah, here is also a funny story for the movie. Leon Krish and Andre Molina, the VFX artist, has said that the most difficult element to animate was Abuelita's neck. In order to have a reference for the neck, Molina asked his mother-in-law, who lives in Mexico City, to travel to Pixar, where he and Anquich tried to make her angry to see how her neck moved. This was difficult because Molina's mother-in-law is, according to him, a woman hard to get angry. After some hours, they successfully made her mad.
I really appreciate their attitude toward their work, but maybe they will have some difficult time in their personal life after.
Yeah, okay, I think that's all for today's close-up.
Oh, the time be with our audience always flies.
And here are our last words for our audience.
Remember me.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
The best time is supposed to be shared with our best friend. The station has arrived and welcome to TikTok Talk today. I'm your friend Jacob.
This is Rebecca.
And you also have surprise here today to have crazy chat with you. Wait, where's the movie we're talking about today? All I have got for this talk was just the words, or not even the words, Coco.
I see, we are finally rewarded for our hard work by a cup of milk tea. I would like one with bubbles. Cough sugar and ice free, thank you.
And I will be with Oreo crumbs inside and double cheese, please.
That's not true, you idiot. Coco is the name for our movie we're talking about today. Its popularity is not as high as those Oscar nominations this year, though it won 2 Oscars last year and high reputation. And it still remains in my mind that we saw that movie together, right?
Oh, of course. That was just my desire for milk tea occupies my mind. And it's a story about dream chasing, family bond, and, dead people.
Well, that's definitely a prop topic to talk about with Tom sweeping day around, Qingming.
Shh, she's getting angry now. Let's switch to another topic.
Who's getting angry? And one of you two staring at me?
The girl in red, behind you, your back...
I heard someone may be interested in our life down there, isn't it?
Okay, so much fun here, and let's get back to the serious talk.
Serious talk? That's absolutely no way in TikTok talk.
Come on, try to show more respect. Then you make dad jokes in front of your parents and your grandparents.
Come on, you. We're just trying to fit in the atmosphere of the Day of the Dead in Mexico. When the days come, family and friends gather to pray for and remember friends and family members who have died and help support their spiritual journey. Instead of a sorrow ceremony full of rare wiping for the dead, it's more like a celebration with songs and dance all over.
And just as shown in the movie...People would also put on their mask or costume to dress like skeletons. So it's kind of a Mexican Halloween.
Not exactly. When Halloween is gradually reduced to a commercial carnival of pure entertainment, the Day of the Dead in Mexico remains to be a precious opportunity for the living to commemorate the death. Families usually clean and decorate graves like we do on Tomb Sweeping Days with orange Mexican marigolds to attract souls of the dead to the offering.
That's beautiful. The amazement that occupied me when I saw the bridge of the marigold in the movie still remains in my mind. It's as soft as feather, as shiny as gold, and it slips through fingers like streams or sands. That's every girl's bed of dreams, and how can you resist rolling on the bridge of Marigold?
Well, the name Marigold does remind me of Lady Edith's daughter in Downton Abbey.
Oh, that's too far away, actually. Do you know that Coco should have been unable to go on China?
Why so? It's just an animation for children. There's no adult shot in the film.And the only indecent word has been altered in the movie.
Well, have you heard about the rule, no spirits in PRC? It's not admit, but also show the spirits in detail. The film has certain themes and content which are banned in China. Reportedly, the Chinese consensus board members were also touched by the films and they made the exception and allowed it.
That's a miracle. Speaking of the indecent word, are you talking about the song that actors sung to Chichalu as a farewell? Well, everyone knows Juanita. Her eyes each a different color. Her teeth go out and her chin goes in. And her knuckles are dragged on the floor.
Those aren't the words.
There are children present.
Well, I have to say it's really impressive. It really brings back my memory of that day. The tear was rolling in my eyes, but when the song came out, especially when the actor says they were children's present with tender voice, my tear just burst out and never stopped rolling until the move ended.
Rose may be emotionless, but it's not unbreakable. When it's in the hand of the emotion people, and I saw a warm interpretation from a netizen who said,Hector's children include not only Miguel in the film, but also the children audience in front of the screen.
The first time I saw Miguel, I saw myself 2 years ago. And their family is exactly how my parents were. Rebellious, eager to break the parents' prejudice of me, eager to chase my dream even I can't tell what it exactly is, and consider it as my final goal that worth any costs, even the family relationship, and take...any hinder as the barrier to my dream achievement. Most of the teenagers at my age are prototype of Miguel.
That's true. But what makes Coco stand out from his female peers is that he doesn't encourage us to chase our dream at the cost of a family bond. Instead, It asks us to treasure the bonds more than anything and try to strike the balance between what we valued and what our family valued. And that's us.
And I should stop you before you turn in TikTok talk into some sentimental emotion catalog talk.
Fine. Well, so much about cocoa today. And the time to order my cocoa with bubbles ice free.
And time to put on my cocoa Chanel. Fantastic.
And here we're back into TikTok talk again. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Tired of a loneliest work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear friends. I'm Charlotte. It's gramophone time again.Today we will listen to two songs from the movie. The first one is theme song, Remember Me, which has won the Oscar's Best Original Song without doubt. I mean, it's Pixar. Who can refuse Pixar? Every time the song rings out in the theater, a huge tear bomb blasted in dark, touched all our hearts. The second is La Llorona, a Spanish song sang by Melda, Miguel's great-great-grandmother.Well, such a large family, different from the family theme of Remember Me, it's about deep and long-lasting love, accompanied with sadness of loss. It shows much more complicated emotion. But first, let's listen to Remember Me for appetizer.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye, remember me.Don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me. Though I have to travel far, remember me. Each time you hear a sad guitar, know that I'm with you.
This song appears many times in Coco. De La Cruz's concert at the start, his party, actor's memory in which he sang to Coco, and in the end, sang by Miguel. It has two versions, one is English and the other is Spanish. Both of them contain ceaseless love and tender caring of a father who is leaving home. Or we could extend the range.It describes anyone who is going to somewhere remote, apart from his or her loved ones. Our family's love is the basement of life. How could we chase dreams while leave them behind? The reason why actor can write those songs is that he holds full love to Coco and Melda. They are the origin of creating desire. The cold-hearted De La Cruz can never understand that. He just wants to seize the moment with any possibilities. But as we grow up, the bigger world is waving hands to us.Seeds of dreams come out from the soil. Departure is unavoidable, and sadness followed. None of us want to see the loved ones crying while we are living. At that time, just hope they can remember me, even though I'm far away. The love and memories stay. Just like the Mexican legend, as long as someone is being remembered, he or she will not fade away.That tale and the spirit behind it forms the sense of belonging, comforting the left ones and the stayed ones. Hopefully, when departure happens, no matter how hard that is, we may accept it positively, even with tears, because there are always someone who would hold us in their hearts.
Ay, de mi llorona
llorona de azul celeste. Ay de mí, llorona, llorona de azul celeste. Y aunque la vida me cueste, llorona, no dejaré de quererte, no dejaré de quererte. Subí al pino más alto, llorona, a ver si de ti visaba. Me subí al pino más alto, llorona, a ver si de ti visaba. Como el pino era tierno, llorona, al verme llorar. Que no es pena, llorona, todo es pena para mí. La pena y la que no es pena, llorona, todo es pena para mí. Ay,
La Llorona means crying woman in English. It's a story spreads widely in Mexico and Western America. A woman named Maria fell in love with a Spanish knight and has three children for him. While she wanted to become his wife, the knight refused cruelly and got married with a Spanish lady. Maria's heart was broken, so she drowned the three children and herself.Her weeping soul was wandering in the world because she can't get into heaven unless finding children back. It's a little scary, which doesn't fit the film's atmosphere, but we can touch the feeling of Melda. In some ways, she just like the woman in the tale, lost her lover and had more pressure because there are Coco to be raised. But the song shows a woman's love covered under great grief. No matter how many times the life tortures her, she can't resist to love him. Fortunately, they met in the land of death finally. Though Melda didn't speak to actor directly, we all know that he is her love for life. That's the touching part of fairy tale, and the reason why this song used delightfully melody, because love never ends and lasts after death.Well, that's all for today's gramophone. I hope you enjoyed the time. See you next time. Bye!
Pass for today. Producer, Su Ling Han Helen. Anchor,
艾丽菲热 Alfira.
廖安然 Charlotte.
罗韵佳 Rebecca.
王金喜 Surprise.
Journalist.
陈远豪 Desmond
潘玉叶 Irene
侯一夫 Jacob
李倩华 Kitty
刘天姿 Regina
周慧玲 Sibyl
靳小雨 Tiger
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。